WTAW News Time is 6 after 8, 61 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Brazos County Attorney will not be prosecuting Rafael Pina on a charge of misdemeanor assault. Rod Anderson said he met with Bryan police detectives yesterday and reviewed police video and the 911 call from the April 20th incident.
There was obviously misconduct. There were not any Class A or B misdemeanor charges that I could see that we would file through my office.
Anderson says he has not been asked by the Bryan Municipal Court prosecutor to consider a Class C misdemeanor. City prosecutor Josh Galicia told WTAW News he had no comment about the incident at the home of Pina's mother, where the councilman and his wife have been staying. The College Station City Council is preparing for final action for the future annexation of a master planned community that will replace Texas World Speedway.
It's been a little more than 2 years since the council approved Southern Point, the first of two municipal utility districts that will eventually be annexed into College Station. Planning and Development Director Lance Sims says Southern Point has approved a strategic partnership agreement that the council will consider a week from Monday. That includes the city being allowed to proceed with annexation when 90% of the infrastructure has been built.
Including water, wastewater treatment, and drainage facilities and roads. One of the things, obviously, through the platting process, we'll watch all that, so we'll know when all the infrastructure is going in.
Late next month, the council could consider a second MUD, the Milliken Reserve Development along FM 2154. But most of the properties in the Navasota School District. That led to College Station City Manager Kelly Templin setting up a meeting with the landowner and the CSISD superintendent.
I think the prospect of there being any exchange of property or, I guess, service territory is, well, slim and none.
Like Southern Point, Milliken reserves a combination of residential and commercial components. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A Bryan man arrested last week for setting fire to his mobile home and two vehicles belonging to people he had disputes with is now accused of molesting an underage girl. 42-year-old Adrian Ortiz Mejia is also being held for immigration authorities. Bonds on the criminal charges now total $300,000. An employee working at a plasma center in College Station told police he was struck in the face by a donor who wouldn't leave because he kept falling asleep while giving blood. According to the arrest report, 29-year-old Reese Walker of College Station pulled the needle out of his arm and threw it at the victim before hitting him. If University of Texas students and parents think tuition is too high now, Michael Newburn with the organization Students for Concealed Carry says wait until fines start piling up when professors are caught illegally banning guns in their offices.
Resulting in $10,000 fine per day per occurrence, you know, $17 million a day. This potentially very large fine could result in someone breaking the law, and we want to help universities not break the law.
Newburn says UT faces fines totaling more than $6 billion a year, and his organization is working with students who want to identify professors who are breaking that law. That could include a cash prize or someone shielding them from retaliation. The annual observance of National Hospitality and Tourism Week by the Convention and Visitors Bureau again takes place throughout the month of May. The CVB's Sydney Murrell says that includes a family-friendly event tonight at Wolfpin Creek Park in College Station.
We have Grand Station, Aggieland War Games, Ground Shuttle, the Hilton will be there, and Pebble Creek Country Club as well. So lots of giveaways, a free event to attend.
The celebration is tonight from 6 until 8 and wraps up with the movie Seabiscuit. Then next week, the CVB will also be awarding prizes by following their social media. More information is on their website at visitaggieland.com. WTAW News Time is 10 after 8. It's 61 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. One more look at news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos Valley Floor and Design, our custom granite is definitely a cut above.
That's right, Suzanne. That's because we use a revolutionary new robotic cutting system. Its computer-controlled blades can cut with precision never possible before.
And we only use the best in 3CM granite, unlike our competitors.
So visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design on Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie. Still the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
8:11, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Okay, here's some numbers.
Sunshine again today as high pressure remains across the region. Temperatures will make their way up to 85 degrees. We're clear to partly cloudy. Lows overnight 60 to 65. Tomorrow we have a mixture of clouds and sunshine in the forecast. Highs tomorrow afternoon are going to be anywhere from 80 to 85. Turns partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow night with lows near 65. Now for Sunday, we're partly sunny and breezy and we're warm. Sunday afternoon's highs 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
So what was it, about a year ago, 60 Minutes had this big breaking story that Amazon was going to try to start doing package deliveries with drones, right? Remember all that? And they showed the video of the thing landing on the convenient patio in the backyard that everybody has. And, you know, thought, okay, new time's coming. Well, not so much now. And we got the FAA involved in drones and all that. But that doesn't stop them in China doing stuff that are kind of odd and different.
Right.
Chinese drone company has just partnered with Lung Biotechnology in U.S. America to put 1,000 drones to work as organ delivery vehicles.
Oh.
The Ehang 184 drone unveiled as the first autonomous aerial passenger drone. Popular Science says the model will essentially be retrofitted from a passenger vehicle to specifically carry organs.
I'm not sure I would be comfortable leaving my possible organ donation.
Yeah, I know there's human error, like that's a thing, but at least you have someone to blame whenever something does happen.
Well, they've signed a 15-year agreement. The companies will base the drones in an area to have organ delivery for transplants more efficient. This means that one day organs, kidneys, hearts, and lungs will be flying overhead.
Yeah, that's, I don't know.
That's weird.
I know.
Organs, hearts, and lungs, oh my.
And then you get Billy Bob with his BB gun something in the air and decides to shoot it down.
I brought one of them down, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Just minding your business walking down the street and then all of a sudden, flying over you. And
splat.
Ew.
Yeah, that's that's a nice picture. Oh. Jay Sokol here this morning from City College Station. How are you?
Hey, good.
It's time for How Do You Say That? Words and names of companies that we think we know. Of course, the ones we were discussing the other day was it's Porsche, not Porsche, like people say. It's not Hermes. It's Hermes. That beer is called Stella Artois, not Stella Artois, like they say in Texas. So what do you call that brown stuff that's popular, you know, that people like that starts with the N?
I'm sorry, could you be a little more specific?
Nougat?
No, it's in a
Nutella.
Jar. Yeah.
Nutella.
Nutella, yeah.
Yeah. Well, some people say Nutella.
Yeah. Nutella. Right. Yeah.
Well, that probably makes sense since it's from hazelnuts, right?
Yeah, it is, and Nutella. But we did the story about how that came to be, but I don't remember it right now because I'm old. Okay, most people say Adidas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but it's Adidas, not Adidas.
Adidas.
Here's the one I didn't know. That company from Sweden that does the furniture that you put together?
Mm-hmm. IKEA.
Say it again?
IKEA?
Uh-huh, that's wrong.
Okay.
And I tried to go find a commercial to
yep, wrong.
Where they say it. Well, but we all say IKEA.
IKEA, yeah.
So what is it real?
By the way, they're IKEA? Nonprofit. Did you know that?
IKEA?
IKEA is nonprofit.
IKEA?
No, it is IKEA.
IKEA.
I mean, that's not even close to the way we say it.
No,
but you know what? As long as you put it right on the check or you know,
right.
you sign the credit card, they'll call it anything. So there, you learned something today.
IKEA.
It's called IKEA.
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 Still saying it wrong.
You know what? But if you're driving with your friends and you go, hey, let's go to IKEA.
They're going
to
be like, they're gonna look what at you going,
what? Hello?
Well, I hear a letter being mispronounced on your radio station every day.
W?
Everybody knows it's not W.
Yeah, no, exactly. Thank you.
W-T-A-W.
Well, and I learned that when I first started in radio a long time ago because we had a morning man who could not say it. But he would say W, which sounded better than W, which is the way that most people say it. But the rest of us had to learn how to do that.
Yep.
How are you?
Hey, doing very well.
You brought guests today.
I did, from the Larry J. Ringer Public Library. I have Cindy Oser and Jennifer Bayer.
Hey, okay. Well, you know, we've seen Cindy before. How are you?
I am fine.
Wonderful. Yes. So what's shaking on at the libraries?
Oh, a lot is shaking on at the library.
Okay.
We're gearing up. Our summer reading program's coming up June 1st. Mm-hmm. And again, we encourage everybody in the entire community, from the bebés, the newborns, all the way up into you want to keep reading.
If you have to bring your magnifying glass, whatever. Yeah.
And starts June 1st. Mm-hmm. You come, and each day that you read, you mark it down. At day 15, you bring it back. You get coupons for all kinds of things like pizza and cookies and
really?
Ice cream. Yeah, our community.
Kids get pizza if they read books?
Yeah.
That's right. A pretty good thing.
Yeah. Then at day 30, they bring it back, and they can come and get a free book to keep. Oh. And we're encouraging our parents and everybody, the adults, to come too, because their prizes are things like going to painting classes and doing amazing things. Again, we have an amazing lineup of programs. We've solved our problem of trying to get skazillions of people into our library.
Plenty of people showing up.
We advertised really well last year. Right.
Now, do you have a reading list for people? I mean, suggested reading for different age groups. How do you do that?
No. They can read anything, even the shampoo bottle.
Of course. No, you can't. It's got more chemicals in it. If they can read that, they're doing pretty well. Yeah.
No. And the reason why we want them to read what they want is because that's what it's all about. Remember that it's about pleasure. If we give them what to read, then they're going to hate us and books. And so, no, they can read whatever they want to read, and it will help them stay at their reading level. And we want them to come to the library. We want them to come get library books. We're going to be doing a lot of our programs outside and come and go. So we got to do like an anti-rain dance.
Okay. All right. Well, sometimes we're going to need the rain, but that's okay.
Well, it can rain in the afternoon after we're done.
Is there a list of the different programs you're going to have on your website?
Seriously, bcslibrary.org. And I brought my coworker, Jennifer Bayer, here. Mm-hmm. One, because... you know, I'm always worried about getting hit by a Mack truck around here.
Okay.
you know, so you just step in my shoes.
Yeah.
But she wanted to talk about, you know, some of the other things that we have. So I want everybody to come to our website and see the amazing magicians, drummers.
All sorts of stuff.
You name it, we have it going on. And Jennifer is, and she's also not your typical librarian.
Oh, okay, good. So they got two of those there. Hey, Jennifer, thanks for being with us this morning. How are you?
Thanks for having me. I'm great.
Good. So what do you want to share with us today?
So since Cindy just mentioned the website, I wanted to mention that we just redesigned our website, and it is beautiful. We are so excited about it. It's a lot more user-friendly, mm-hmm. a lot easier to use. So Please go to bcslibrary.org, check it out. Let us know what you think. We're really excited about it. It's leaps and bounds beyond.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
good.
And I'm an adult librarian, and so okay. I wanted to talk about
as
the adult
programs. As
opposed
to a child librarian,
yes.
Like the rest of them are all children, but you're a grown-up, right? Yeah, okay.
Yes, so I wanted to talk about some of our adult programming. Mm-hmm. We really love having adults in the library for more than just carting their kids around and getting their kids books. Mm-hmm. So we have tons of programming this summer. We've got a board game night for adults. We've got a Pilates class for adults. We have a resume class. We have all sorts of stuff. So we really want the adults to come in the library and do things with us. It's a lot of fun. And we also are doing a poster contest for the first time this year.
Okay.
It starts on Sunday. It's for all ages, and you can win some great prizes. We're trying to advertise our summer reading program, get some creative ideas, get some fun artwork on the wall. And ages, you know, two and up can do it, adults included. We've got a couple different categories, and they can win things like painting classes. And the big prize is a football signed by Kevin Sumlin. So
okay.
We're very excited about that.
Yeah.
We hope lots and lots of people bring us their posters. And, yeah, we're really excited about all the adult program we have going on this summer.
Well, you mentioned board games. That's interesting. What kind of board games, and how do you choose those?
Whatever's in the closet that we have already purchased.
We have a cabinet, and what's in there?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's cool. So we have adult programs, we have kids programs, and it's all right there at your website. And what's the website?
It is bcslibrary.org.
All right, thanks a bunch. All right, Mr. Sokol, is there anything else that you would like to add as what's going on in the Two Name City you'd like to share?
In the Two Name City, we have tomorrow Starlight Music Series.
Oh.
Right? So we expect you there to enjoy Satisfaction, that's the International Rolling Stones show.
Oh, all right.
With guest Def Legend, that would be your Def Leppard tribute band.
Okay.
So again, that's tomorrow evening. The gates open at 6. The concert begins at 7. You can bring your own refreshments, but glass containers and kegs, Scott, not
okay.
allowed.
I got you.
Coolers must be 48 quarts or smaller. If they're larger, that's a refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
Concessions will be available for purchase. Chairs are welcome. They may not occupy blanket-only seating. Pets, not allowed.
All right.
Don't even try it.
Don't think about it.
Free parking over at the mall, and handicap parking will be at Colgate Drive on that end of things. So if you'd like to sample the music from Satisfaction and Def Legend, you can do that at cstx.gov/Starlight.
All right, there you go. That's our visit with the folks from the City of College Station. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Van Dyke Rankin Insurance would like to highlight Ben Welch for his influence in the community. Ben is a part of the executive leadership team at Mays Business School and has worked at A&M for 28 years. Ben was recently quoted, "You make a living by what you get, but you make a life by what you give." A graduate of Leadership Brazos, he serves on the board of directors for Junior Achievement and as a deacon at First Baptist Church. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance recognizes Ben Welch for making a deep and lasting impact on the quality of life in our community.
Sure would be nice to build that garden this spring, but that push tiller and wheelbarrow are taunting you from the shed. Stop breaking your back and head on over to Sioux Falls Prater Equipment and take a test ride on any of their compact tractors. Speed through that dirt work and feel no pain. Pain-free on your back and your wallet. A 32-horsepower tractor will make short work of your chores and start at only $135 a month. That's a reason to head on over to Sioux Falls Prater, your local John Deere dealer. Affordable, dependable, and reliable. CPTractor.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, time to talk about things that are going on for the arts in the Brazos Valley, and CEO of the Arts Council is here this morning, Chris Dyer. How are you?
Good. It's been a while since I've been here, I feel like.
Absolutely. So. You still found your way here. That's good.
I did, and the ratings didn't crash.
No, we survived. It's okay.
Well, happy to be back. Well, thanks. I have Ashley here from the Children's Museum. I say the Children's Museum because it is our Brazos Valley Children's Museum, and they have a lot of things going on this summer. There's always something for kids to do in the Brazos Valley with these guys around.
That's it. Ashley, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let's start, first of all, with summer. Special things going on. Obviously, kids are out of school. They need to be taken care of and have fun and entertained and maybe learn something, too.
That sounds great to us.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about your summer programs.
Well, we've got, first of all, our summer hours start on June the 1st. So we will be open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 every day, which is great. It's additional hours than our regular hours during the school year. And then we've also got some great summer camps this summer, starting June the 6th. We have 7 weeks of summer camp ranging from different topics to a Top Chef Academy, an inventors workshop. We're really excited this year to have a Keep Brazos Beautiful Nature Camp, and that is June the 20th through the 24th. And more details are on our website at cmbv.org.
Okay. Now, then tell us a little bit about the exhibits that you have. I mean, do you have some permanent exhibits and then some temporaries and then the other things that kiddos do when they come to the museum?
Oh, sure. Well, you know, our favorite exhibits, I guess, at the museum, or the kids' favorites, are really our rocket ship, our HEB grocery store. We have a dino dig area that's always fun. You can dig for fossils. But we've also really excited. We are partnering with the engineering department at Texas A&M, and they are introducing 3 new exhibits to the Children's Museum this year. The first of those will be installed at the end of summer, so mid-July to early August. So we're very excited about that exhibit. You'll have to stay tuned for more details about that.
Remind people where you are.
We are at 4001 East 29th Street, Suite 80, and that's the old Tuesday morning location, right off
kind
of 20.
Next door to church.
Yeah,
right. Down,
right.
That whole shopping center where the Chamber of Commerce is and the COG is and all that. And you're front right out on 29th Street, so easy to get to. And you have a website for them.
We do. CMBV.org is okay. Our website. And good. Don't forget to join us for our free Sunday this month, which is May the 22nd, brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling.
Do you have a free day every month, one day a month?
Yes, the last Sunday of the month or the fourth Sunday of the month.
Okay. And that website?
CMBV.org.
Got it. Thank you, Ashley. Appreciate that. What else you got for us?
Oh, tons going on. There's a lot of art around. We're opening Bette Davis' show, Vibrant Timeless Scenes, at the Kyle House. It's kind of downtown Bryan, so go check that one out. And then also at our place, we have Texas 12. So we have sculptors from all over the state there right now. We have indoor-outdoor exhibitions, really some unique sculpture. You know, some stuff that you're going to go, wow, what is that? So it's really cool, but check it out, acbv.org. And we also have a Sculpture 308, which is a VisLab, Texas A&M VisLab class, that did some three-dimensional sculptures out in our yard that are adding a lot of color to that park.
Yep, sounds fun. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 827. Time to talk to Savannah about Messinahoff. Hey, you had great weather, didn't you, for your wine and roses? I mean, could it have been any better?
Oh, we were so blessed because it was rain, sun.
Yeah, yeah. For all the folks who had outdoor activities last weekend, it was a super time. So, what do we got coming up? Because if you haven't made reservations for Mother's Day, it's probably too late.
Yeah, we're completely booked for the Vintage House for Mother's Day, but you can still get gifts.
Okay, that's exactly right. You could certainly do that. But one of the things that's really fun is that you like to get people together so that they can learn the fun of pairing food and wine together and really learning more about the whole experience of what goes on back there in the kitchen.
Yeah, so we have these cooking parties with the chef that people can come to. They're every month, and we do something different every month. And it's a three-course menu demo, different wines, like you said. So that's really fun.
Neil, I don't know if you've heard or not, chocolate's pretty popular. got anything that's chocolate-centric for folks at Messinahoff?
Yeah, well, every Wednesday we have our chocolate night. And so, I mean, that's so much fun. Our wine bar manager Mason does a great job of pairing those chocolates with the wines, and he puts a lot of thought into it.
Well, and that's cool. One of the things that you do out there also, obviously you want to present wine the best way you possibly can, and wine on tap has become a popular thing. Not a lot of places have it, but you certainly do at Messinahoff.
Yeah, we have our wine on tap program. You can come get it by the glass. You can actually get a growler and take it home, and that helps save a lot of bottles. So, I mean, it's really cool, and we have all different kinds of wine, your white, reds, sweets, everything.
So now, when it comes to the chocolate night, do we need any reservations for that, or is that just kind of a happening thing?
That you can just come to.
Okay, and let's back up to the cooking parties with the chef. Do we need to make reservations there?
That one you do need to make reservations for. Okay.
Now, you'll have a different theme every month. Is that available on the website, or can you kind of give us a peek behind that as far as those cooking parties go?
So they are available on the website, but I'll let you know anyway that this month it's Cajun cooking.
Okay.
And then coming up, we have cooking on a budget, Caribbean cuisine, local seafood, and comfort foods.
Oh, comfort foods. That sounds good, doesn't it? You can use those anytime. All right, so if they want some more information about cooking with the chef or the wine bar or anything else you've got coming up at Messinahoff, what do they do?
Go to messinahoff.com, find us on social media, or give us a call at 979-778-9463.
All right. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
I'm Jennifer Koshinko with Your Money Now. Employers pulled back on hiring in April after a streak of solid monthly gains, adding 160,000 jobs, the fewest in 7 months. The unemployment rates remained at a low of 5%, but wage gains showed signs of picking up. Average hourly pay rose 2.5% from a year ago. Live streaming app Periscope is following rival Facebook by testing a feature that would allow users to permanently save their broadcasts. All a user needs to do is put hashtag save anywhere in the broadcast title. The ability to save and rewatch live streams has been a feature of Facebook's streaming service for some time. Analysts say the feature could help Periscope attract advertisers. The New York Times Company, which has delivered newspapers for decades, now wants to help deliver food to your doorstep. The newspaper publisher has partnered with Cheft, a meal kit delivery company, to ship boxes of uncooked food based on recipes from the New York Times cooking site and app. The collaboration will start this summer. That's Your Money Now.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. This Mother's Day, say thank you, Mom, for all the love she's given you with the brightest gift of all. Name a star after her. It's the gift she'll always cherish. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, the Star Registry will send your mother a beautiful personalized gift, and her new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL.
Kim Commando here. Today, let's look at the impact Amazon.com has had on our daily lives. Everyone knows that you can order just about anything from Amazon and get it in a day or so, sometimes even within hours. But quietly, Amazon is growing in ways that no one could foresee. Besides its coming drone delivery service, Amazon announced yesterday it has just signed leases for another 20 767 cargo jets. This brings their fleet to 40. Their newest endeavor, aimed at direct competition with Staples, is called Amazon Business. After only 1 year, sales are at $1 billion. And get this, about half of all American households are now Amazon Prime members. Amazon impacts 54 million households, each one sending in $100 a year to stream movies and get free shipping when they buy products. In America, Walmart and Costco are still bigger, but at this rate, that won't last long. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. All right, let me ask you a question. What's on your list of fun things to do this weekend? I'm guessing that it doesn't include backing up your computer files. Well, backup is never on my to-do list because I have Carbonite. Carbonite backs up your files to the cloud whenever you're connected to the internet, and they do it automatically and securely, so you don't even need to think about it. And since your backed up files will be safely in the cloud, this is so cool. You can access them on any computer or on your smartphone or tablet with a free Carbonite app. You know, I've been a Carbonite customer for many years, and I wouldn't recommend it to you unless I knew it was the best. I trust Carbonite with all my irreplaceable files, and so can you. Just be sure to use my name, Kim, because you're going to save 30% off Carbonite Cloud Backup, plus get 2 free bonus months when you buy a subscription. So hurry up and go to Carbonite.com before it's too late, and be sure to use offer code Kim. That's Carbonite.com, offer code Kim.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time is 8:33, 61 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan City Councilman Rafael Pena will not be charged with misdemeanor assault by the Brazos County Attorney. Yesterday's decision by Rod Anderson came after he listened to the 911 call, watched police video, and spoke with detectives involved in the April 20th incident.
I advised them of that, which I think they already knew, and I think really they were presenting the case to me only because maybe the media kept asking them or whatever. But anyway, they presented it to me. I looked at it, told them, and I agreed with them. I didn't see any type of charges like that that our office would take, and advised them of it, and that was kind of the end of it.
While Anderson is not filing a Class A or B misdemeanor charge, he has not been asked by the Bryan Municipal Court prosecutor to consider a Class C charge. City prosecutor Josh Galicia said he had no comment when asked by WTAW News about the incident at the home of Pena's mother, where the councilman and his wife have been staying. The College Station City Council has updated its master plan for future annexation, including the creation of a second municipal utility district.
The second MUD, which could be considered by the council late next month, is the Milliken Reserve Master Plan Community off FM 2154. Most of that development's in the Navasota School District. College Station City Manager Kelly Templin, who recently met with the landowner and CSISD superintendent, said the chances of trading land is slim and none.
They looked at the possibility of an exchange or movement of that, but it did not appear likely. It appeared actually extremely unlikely. Mr. McFarland reached out to me. I broke the meeting, but I think what he heard was not unexpected.
It's a situation that is familiar to Mayor Nancy Berry.
I grew up where we all lived on the same block, but if you lived across the street, you went to a different school district.
The city's first MUD, where the Texas World Speedway is being turned into 1,400 home lots and a retail area, has reached the stage of a strategic partnership agreement. Developers of Southern Point have approved it, and it goes before the council a week from Monday. Councilman John Nichols asked to have the Southern Point board at the meeting on the 16th.
To address the council about their desires, just so we get to know them a little bit, their opening comments about how they see the process going forward, that'd be helpful to me.
The council would be allowed to annex Southern Point once 90% of the infrastructure has been built. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A College Station man has been in jail the last 2 weeks, unable to post bond following his arrest for repeated domestic violence. According to the arrest report, a witness told College Station police he saw 36-year-old Quincy Burleson pull a woman out of his car by her hair. Officers discovered the victim had a substantial amount of hair missing from her head, along with injuries to her face and arms after she was struck a month ago. Burleson is awaiting trial from an arrest last October after the same woman said she was dragged through their apartment by her hair and she was thrown into a bicycle. Bryan police officers responded to a domestic disturbance early Wednesday morning after the victim said she tried to get police to respond to multiple threats made by her estranged husband. According to the arrest report, 29-year-old Justin Lawan Ellis of College Station is accused of firing multiple shots at a home on West 28th Street. One round from a .45 caliber handgun entered a bedroom, hit a television, and ricocheted into the ceiling. A College Station man tells police he uses a BB gun to shoot water bottles in his apartment. That's after his roommate told officers he fired the BB at her through a bedroom door, causing her to hide the gun under a mattress. That led to the arrest of 38-year-old Daniel Thornton of violating a court order from Utah, banning him from having any weapons, including a BB gun. And a Bryan man is out of jail on bond after his arrest by Brazos County Sheriff's deputies for assaulting a woman over a 31-hour period that resulted in a hospital treatment for her injuries. 41-year-old Charles Donnelly is also accused of threatening to shoot the woman and then himself. According to the arrest report, Donnelly denied touching the victim. One of the more unusual bills approved in the 2015 legislature to build a depository to house the state's gold reserves is moving forward. State Senator Lois Kolkhorst of Brenham is one of the sponsors of moving gold bullion out of New York City.
We have a number of state agencies that have invested in gold that have been stored in New York. We're paying for that storage fee. I'd like to bring Texas's gold back to Texas.
Kolkhorst says several locations have been proposed and she hopes one will be approved by the end of this year. The Kentucky Derby is this year's theme of the Convention and Visitors Bureau observance of National Hospitality and Tourism Week. The CVB's Sydney Murrell invites everyone to the community celebration tonight at Wolfpin Creek Park Amphitheater.
We've partnered with College Station Parks and Rec to do a Movies in the Park afterwards. The movie is going to be Seabiscuit. This is really an opportunity for the community to get out and see what tourism does here in Bryan College Station. And we've got some great people that have partnered with us and some great sponsors that you can definitely come and check out.
In addition to giveaways at the community celebration, which runs tonight from 6 until 8, the CVB has more prizes next week by following them on their social media. WTAW News Time is 8:39. It's 61 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Awards and More. I'll have more news for you today at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
This is Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors bringing you the quarterly real estate marketing update. Average sales price, $224,128, up 6%. Average days on the market, 92, down from 102. Currently, we have 82 days inventory. Definitely a seller's market. Call us, Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, for a free market analysis for your home. 979-846-8400. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, the trusted source creating exceptional experiences for all we serve.
Hi, I'm Janelle Carver with Cornerstone Home Lending. Now is a great time to buy a home. At Cornerstone, we can help whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to refinance or buy your next dream home. Rates are low, and Cornerstone offers a variety of home loan options. Call us today at 260-1448 or visit us at 307 Arguello Drive. Cornerstone Home Lending, making a positive contribution to your life. NMLS 208153, branch NMLS 280990.
Good morning, it's 841. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Called Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
High pressure continues to control the weather across the state. Lots of sunshine yet again today. Temperatures warming up probably to about 85 this afternoon. We'll be clear to partly cloudy through the overnight. By morning, we're 60 to 65. Weekend looks good, a mixture of clouds and sunshine, and warm again tomorrow, 80 to 85. Turning partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow night, 65. Becoming partly sunny and breezy on Sunday, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
All right, so there you go. Business emails. You need to get people to be able to read them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it says here, your business emails aren't getting noticed. Maybe you're being too nice. Engineers from communications company Contactually scoured thousands of business emails in an effort to determine which styles were the most effective. And they found that emails including negative words got more attention and quicker responses.
Sometimes more attention isn't always a good thing.
Well, right. Words like missed and stupid were considered negative, while words such as care and amazing were dubbed positive. The response was clear. The negative senders got more replies in a timely manner.
Well, if someone's calling me stupid, then I'm probably going to respond to it quicker, depending on the situation.
Yeah, or dump it. I'm not sure.
Or dump it, true, yeah. Or just avoid it altogether.
Those results coincide with the recipient's state of mind. Unhappy or stressed people are much more likely to respond ASAP,
right.
And your nasty email might just put them in that frame of mind. So coming right back at you.
Okay.
So there. Why can't we all just get along?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's what Donald Trump tells us, right? That we need to be a more loving country. Isn't that what he...
I believe so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hey, coming up on Monday, something kind of different. Most of the Earth will have a chance to see a somewhat rare celestial event. Mercury will be visible in transit across the surface of the sun.
Ooh.
The transit of Mercury occurs only about 13 times every century, and the next one won't take place for a couple of years. It's fairly close, though. Anyway, in 2019, the rare pass will be visible only partially or in full throughout most of the world. Space.com says Mercury's transit begins Monday at 6:12 in the morning, our time, and will continue for several hours. It will reach the middle of the sun at right before 10 o'clock in the morning, our time, and will be completed by 1:42 on the afternoon of there.
That's now, really cool.
Don't look directly, right?
Mm-hmm.
Need to use eye protection. Best bet is a solar filter or binoculars or a telescope. And you can, you know, probably come up with some way to do it. They have, if you look on the internet, they probably have it. The old days, what they used to tell us to do was use welder's goggles.
Hmm.
You know, you could look through that and it would work. But nonetheless, the other deal is just look. Cable news will have it. It'll be on YouTube.
look at a picture of it.
If you feel like you need to look up at the sun, I guess you could, but there's safer ways to do it by just letting other people handle it.
Didn't they used to tell you to, like, cut a hole in a box?
Well, you can do that if you're looking at an eclipse.
Okay.
That would be easier to see. Or just two pieces of paper. You know, punch a hole in one and let it shine down on the other, and, you know, you move it back and forth to make that hole, the light larger on the second sheet of paper. And I can remember looking at partial eclipses that way. But
that's cool. Yeah.
The other thing is just go to...
I always forget. I never like write these things down.
Yeah.
And then that's what Twitter's for.
That's right.
The ones I remember to look at, though, sometimes are underwhelming. Well, like the supermoon.
That, too. I'm so, like, disappointed.
Yeah, I don't know. The supermoon, see.
I didn't see anything really weird about it. It wasn't
was
huge
like
or anything.
Somebody had nothing to do.
Yeah.
So they declared it a supermoon, and so it gives. Look. We have stations out there that have to fill 24 hours worth of news, okay? So they're going to come up with things like Supermoon.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the Weather Channel probably did a two-day special on it.
Oh, for sure.
About how it's going to kill us all.
Yeah. Up there is the moon! Wow!
American Leak Detection.
If you're seeing cracks in the walls, ceilings, or floors of your home, or if your pool seems to be losing water, before you let just anyone start digging or jackhammering around your home or pool, call the experts first at American Leak Detection. They've been servicing the Brazos Valley for over 18 years and are the leaders in non-invasive leak detection. Call 680-1094. That's 680-1094 or click on AmericanLeakDetection.com.
American Leak Detection.
It's no secret that the town of Hearn has taken its lumps from time to time, and when it does, you'll hear about it, you'll read about it, you'll see it on TV. But I thought it was time to give the other side of the story, and it's a good story to tell. The man in charge at the Robertson County News is glad to do it, too. His name is Dennis Phillips.
The good news of Hearn is the economic development. Yeah. We are seeing a lot of growth over the last 4 years, economically speaking. Our sales tax revenues have increased, putting us over $1.2 million this last year, finally breaking that $1 million in sales tax revenues. And it's attracted a lot of businesses, which has, again, attracted a lot of jobs. While we have still some of the growing pains of a small city, which is housing, as far as our job market's concerned, we're hiring just about everywhere, from GATX to our truss panel company to our molding company out here to the new Tractor Supply, and just recently a Chicken Express has been slated to be built. I think they're going to have it finished here in just a couple of months. So a lot of good economic development has been going on.
So I asked Dennis Phillips if he could just yell a half block away from his newspaper office to all the people going up and down Highway 6 between College Station and Waco to go ahead and turn in, see downtown Hearn, see what's there. What would he tell them?
You know, Hearn has a lot of good businesses, and the downtown area has been coming back. As a matter of fact, another building just got done. You're standing in one that was completely redone by me. Hearn Ace Hardware over here, adjoined to the CarQuest and now the Service Center. Is all downtown. So our downtown it's been slow, like all good small downtowns are, but it's coming back. And so, you know, if you do turn left off Highway 6, you're going to find a whole lot of good people and a lot of good businesses. Really, you're going to find a whole bunch of good people here if you go looking for it.
And without doubt, Hearn can be a tourist destination for those people interested in history.
You know, we have an airport, and the lowest gas rate at our is in the state of Texas is at the Hearn Airport. So people stop at our gas station at the airport. You do have Camp Hearn, which, of course, is the POW camp from World War II. A lot of people don't know. Aunt Jemima came from here. John Randall, our NFL star inducted into the 2010 Hall of Fame. It's a very historic town. It has a lot of history, and, you know, some of it's colorful and interesting, even, and then some of it's, you know, just pretty standard stuff. But, you know, all in all, Hearn in general is filled with really a lot of good people, you know, that just working hard.
Now, Dennis Phillips has not been there long. He came from the Clifton Meridian area.
We own Clifton and Meridian, and we had bought Robertson County, and I was in a meeting and I raised my hand. So here I am. I think Robertson County in general, as a county in whole, is interesting. You know, Hearn, for a small rural town of under 5,000, will keep you on your toes. Being bordered to a bigger city like Bryan, you know, we catch some of the overflow from Bryan. And you know, there's a whole commute going on between Franklin and Bryan, Texas. And as it grows out further towards us, which, you know, A&M has, we're growing a little bit more towards them. So, you know, that gap's getting a little smaller between the two. So it's a real interesting place.
So next time you're headed north on Highway 6 up towards Waco territory, go through Hearn and take a left. See what there is. You'll be surprised. And that's a Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turpeville for Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
This is Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors bringing you the quarterly real estate marketing update. Average sales price, $224,128, up 6%. Average days on the market, 92, down from 102. Currently, we have 82 days inventory. Definitely a seller's market. Call us, Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, for a free market analysis for your home. 979-846-8400. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, the trusted source creating exceptional experiences for all we serve.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Hospice Brazos Valley has served our community for over 25 years, impacting thousands of lives. We remain the only nonprofit hospice in the area. Dedicated to providing the best care for you and your family, Hospice Brazos Valley welcomes the invitation to serve. Family, friends, physicians, hospitals, anyone can make a referral. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
About 7 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Ken Shoup is the owner of the Shoup Max Towing Company, responding to a call on Interstate 26 after Cassandra McWade's car struck by a tractor trailer. But when he pulled up her car, he noticed a Bernie Sanders sticker on the bumper.
Uh-oh.
And a Sanders campaign sign in the rear window. At that point, he told her he wouldn't tow her because she was a Sanders supporter and obviously a socialist.
Wow.
He advised her to call the government for a tow. She wasn't injured in the crash. She does apparently have some various physical problems and does collect disability. She had to wait for another tow truck to arrive to take her and her car, which was slightly damaged and wouldn't start, back to her house. Cassandra's mama posted her troubles about getting towed on Facebook. An attorney posted, "We may not like it, we may not agree with it, but I don't believe any laws were broken. As long as there's no contract between the driver and the tow truck company, then there's no legal obligation for the tow truck company to pick her up."
Mm-hmm.
So, there you go.
Reserve the right to refuse service to anyone.
There you go. If you want to solve your problems and get a whole bunch of new ones, here you go. No winner on Wednesday night's Powerball, so Saturday night, $415 million.
Mm.
And no winner on Tuesday, so tonight's Mega Millions will be $138 million. I wish Patrick were here for one shining moment. No. Don't take it personally. For one shining moment, because he would love to rail on me about this story. If you've got a Windows computer and you're not running Windows 10, Microsoft says you are running out of time. The company, which has offered an upgrade to your computer to Windows 10, I'm not doing it, free, says if you don't upgrade your PCs by July 29th, it's going to cost you $119 for a copy.
You're still on XP, right?
I am. Exactly. I love it. Anyway, the company claims that Windows 10 is now on 300 million devices. Like I care. And the new computers will only run Windows 10 because the new processing chips from folks like Intel, AMD, and Qualcomm will only run Windows 10. What a buzzkill.
Wow.
So I'm just saying.
It's okay, Scott. I'm still on Windows 3.1.
All right.
Wondering what to do with your kids this summer? Brazos Family Magazine's upcoming spring summer issue features over 100 activities to keep your kids busy and keep you sane. In Brazos Family Magazine, you'll get to know local families, read about future special events, and get advice from local experts on parenting, education, and child health. To advertise your business in Brazos Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email Sam at brianbroadcasting.com.
Racing to get home may get you there a bit quicker, but it comes at a cost. It's going to take you longer to stop,
A whole lot longer. Braking distances increase rapidly when you exceed posted limits. Failure to control speed is a leading cause of crashes in Texas. So don't hurry when you're behind the wheel. Be safe. Drive smart. This message sponsored by the Texas Department of Transportation.
Hello, it's Toyota time. This is Jan.
Hi, Jan. How many colors does Camry come in?
11.
What's the curb weight of a Prius?
3,075 pounds.
How much can a Tundra tow?
Up to 5 tons when properly equipped.
What kind of a deal can I get on a new Toyota?
0% APR financing on select vehicles.
What about lease offers?
We've got a bunch with low monthly payments.
How many cup holders in the RAV4?
8.
What's the cargo capacity on the Camry?
15.4 cubic feet.
What did I have for dinner last Tuesday?
Tacos?
Wow, that's right.
Well, I was kind of on a roll.
So what should I have for dinner tonight?
I like a good stir fry.
Me too.
Toyota time is on now, but this event ends May 31st. Hurry in today. During Toyota time, qualified lessees can lease a dependable new 2016 Special Edition Double Cab Tundra for $369 a month for 36 months with $1,499 due at signing.
Cargo and load capacity limited by weight and distribution. Before towing, confirm your vehicle and trailer are compatible, hooked up, and loaded properly, and that you have any necessary additional equipment. Do not exceed any weight ratings and follow all instructions in your owner's manual. Not all customers will qualify. Visit gstoffice.com for details. Office available in select states and N53116. Toyota, let's go places.
Morning, Matt Thrady, Till, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Who's making money out there on the road doing music? Taylor Swift.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, she is.
Top moneymaker in 2015. Billboard said she made $73.5 million last year alone.
Filthy rich.
Kenny Chesney in at number two. All right, she's got 73. He's number two at about 40 million. So God. She's doing big, big numbers. Stones came in at 39.6 million bucks. Billy Joel in at number four, took in 31 million. One Direction in fifth at 24 million. The other top 10 folks in there, Grateful Dead, Luke Bryan, YouTube, Adele, and Maroon 5. Most of the money comes from touring, obviously, since those half pennies that you get from music streaming.
She went on a big tour this year.
Yeah, did,
so that was part of it.
1989 tour, 73.
Look at you, Scott.
Well, it's just written down here.
No.
Please. Parents of Massachusetts are being warned of risky behavior their teens might be taking part in. The Skook Seekonk, the Seekonk Police Department. A great name. Says some area teens have been eating plant seeds because of their hallucinogenic properties. We are human beings. We have a tendency to come up with different ways to become impaired, the police chief said. Problem came to light after several kids at nearby Somerset were hospitalized from eating the seeds of sleepy grass.
Chia seeds, for than just your health.
One more. Yeah, exactly. Have you seen those things? Don't spill those in a shag carpet.
Oh, man.
You'd never pick them up.
I know.
I spilled quinoa on the floor once.
That's rough.
That was a three-day effort just to get that stuff cleaned up. Do you heard about the 7-year-old girl in Houston managed to get out of school with a handwritten note?
No.
That she had written? The note, reportedly written in large letters with obvious misspelling, said, I want Rosabella to go to DUS 131 today. The girl's father, Charlie, says his daughter was wrong to write the note, but he's also kind of concerned that school staff didn't suspect it was a fake.
It's in crayon? Yeah, seems legit.
Sure, I would think so. Oh, and the words are spelled wrong? Yeah, okay, I wouldn't worry about that at all.
And, you know, bad handwriting, yes, but that large handwriting, you can tell it's usually a child.
Pretty much the way it's going to happen. Police in Washington State said a man clocked at driving 112 miles an hour, lost control of his vehicle when he took an exit. The driver crashed into a large rock in a resident's yard, allegedly started to flee on foot before returning to the car to get his pet monkey. The man and his little partner in crime found near the scene, taken into custody. Aww. I have to go find my monkey. Yeah, the monkey's going, well, I didn't sign on for this.
Yeah, just like that passenger on the motorcycle we talked about earlier.
I feel bad for the monkey.
Yeah,
me too.
I'm in for a ride, that's all. This date, 1889, the...